Hello, this is Monica Reeds, and I'm speaking to Claudia Rubenstein, who's an historian as well as director of Jewish Book Week, which is London's longest-running international literary festival. It takes place annually and features a wide-ranging programme presenting award-winning writers and speakers from all over the world in the fields of history, journalism, philosophy, science, art, music, poetry and fiction. In addition, Claudia herself is a published writer, although not under that name. Claudia, tell us about your alter ego.
My alter ego is my maiden name, Claudia Gold, and I studied medieval history, and I wrote a book recently about Henry II, King of England, called King of the North Wind. Writing is a very lonely pursuit. It was absolutely wonderful doing it. And I've long loved Jewish Book Week. I first went in the 1980s. My mother's a Jewish historian, a historian of Jewish history, and she took me along to Woburn House, and it was rather a small, dark room, but it was packed with 50 or 60 people who were all passionate about, I think the topic was Isaiah Berlin, the writings of Isaiah Berlin, and I've never forgotten that. And I went subsequently, and the festival grew and grew. And so when the director of Jewish Book Week job was advertised, it just seemed like my absolute perfect job, and I was lucky enough to get it. So.
And you've been doing it ever since. How have you seen it evolve from the time when you first became aware of it?
So it was tiny. It was always respected. It was set up by a bibliophile, a German Jewish refugee called George Weber, and they started having gatherings of people who were interested in books in London in 1947. Today, we run over 80 events, mostly at King's Place. We've got authors all over the place. We've got packed audience. If you come along, the foyer is packed. Everybody's discussing what they've seen, what they've heard, who they liked, who they didn't like, eating a bagel, having a cup of coffee. And it's all very warm and exciting.
And who's the audience? Is it a predominantly Jewish audience?
Well, this is interesting. We do a survey every year. We ask people to write in and say, tell us what they think. And last year, up to 30% of our audience didn't identify as Jewish. So we are called Jewish Book Week. We put on Jewish authors, Jewish subjects, but we're also aware that we're a festival that's based in London. We're putting on events for the broader community as well. And also for our audience. Our audience aren't just interested in Jewish subjects, but in the subjects that affect us all. Politics, history, philosophy, the state of the nation, what's going on today. And these are things that people really do want to debate about.
Of course, Judaism and politics have come together in a really alarming way in Britain recently.
Yes.
And I'm talking here about the anti-Semitism within the Labour Party. And I wonder how much that is affecting the community as a whole.
I think the community have been quite frightened. I think many of us, however long we've been in this country, have a refugee mentality. Things seem to be settling down a little. We always talk about it at Jewish Book Week. This year we've got Barry Weiss, who's the New York Times opinion editor, coming over. Unfortunately, she was a member of that synagogue in Pittsburgh with the tragic shootings last year, and she wrote a wonderfully moving book about it. She's speaking with Simon Sharma and Rabbi Julian Neuberger about anti-Semitism today and how the community deals with it and how we respond to what's going on. At Jewish Book Week, we passionately believe in debate and keeping lines of communication open and discussion and discourse. And we feel that this is the way forward for the community. We have to keep talking.
Now, this is the year in which we mark 75 years since the liberation of Auschwitz. And there's been quite a lot of books coming out around this time. Indeed, the Costa Prize has just been won by a book that looks at concentration camps. Tell me about literature concerned with that period of history.
It's a very contentious subject, whether or not we fictionalise the Holocaust. Is there anything in history that is untouchable? And whether or not you believe that, it's a question of debate. We're running a panel called Fictionalising the Holocaust with a couple of brilliant historians. One passionately argues that we should, one passionately argues that we shouldn't. It's interesting the breadth of readership, the huge readership that a book with Auschwitz in the title commands. Many of them go to the top of the bestsellers list. I believe that if you can pull people in with films like Schindler's List, for example, not just literature, but across the medium, if it makes people question and want to know more, perhaps it's a good thing. I think you have to get your facts right.
Mm. I wonder what the fascination is, just that people are absolutely transfixed by the depth of human depravity, it would seem.
Mm. It seems, though, if you look at a bestseller like Philip Ziegler's The Black Death, that people love, well, not love, people enjoy reading about tragedy that is removed from themselves, perhaps.
Mm. Mm.
There is a fascination with horror, as you say.
But also some joyous books on your agenda this year. Tell me what else are the highlights.
Oh, gosh. Well, highlights. We've got a family day on Sunday, which is our first family day, and we've got some fabulous authors coming along. Carton Poskett, who writes about maths for children, is talking about Harry Houdini, and it's a fabulous book. I read it with my son. Michael Rosen is talking about The Missing, which is the story of his family during the Holocaust. It's incredibly difficult to engage with children about a subject that's so difficult, but Michael does it brilliantly, and it's really wonderful. We've got A Life of David Ben-Gurion by the Israeli historian Tom Segev. Emma Barnett's coming along to talk about her period and how we can't have taboo subjects for women in society. We've got some lovely, lovely fiction. Elif Shafak is talking about her fantastic book, 10 Minutes, 38 Seconds. We've got some live performance. We've got a performance of Bach, Irving Berlin, and Rob Rinder is coming for our grand finale on the music of Hollywood. So these are all wonderfully exciting and exhilarating events, I think.
Sounds absolutely absolutely fabulous. So that's Jewish Book Week. It runs officially from the 29th of February to the 8th of March.
That's right, yeah.
And you've got a website where we can find out all of the additional details and indeed book tickets.
Yes, indeed.
Claudia Rubenstein, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Monocle Reads. Thanks to the production team of Louis Allen and Charlie German. I'm Georgina Godwin. Thank you for listening.